Article 9. The proof of the foregoing article of the Trinity of Persons in one God. All this we know, as well from the testimonies of Holy Writ, as from their operations, and chiefly by those we feel in ourselves. The testimonies of the Holy Scriptures that teach us to believe this Holy Trinity are written in many places of the Old Testament, which are not so necessary to enumerate as to choose them out with discretion and judgment. In Genesis 1, verses 26 through 27, God saith, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." So God created man in his own image. Male and female created he them. And Genesis 3, verse 22, "Behold, the man is become as one of us." From this saying, "Let us make man in our image," it appears that there are more persons than one in the Godhead. And when he saith, "God created," he signifies the unity. It is true, he doth not say how many persons there are, but that which appears to us somewhat obscure in the Old Testament is very plain in the New. For when our Lord was baptized in Jordan, the voice of the Father was heard, saying, "This is my beloved Son." The Son was seen in the water, and the Holy Ghost appeared in the shape of a dove. This form is also instituted by Christ in the baptism of all believers. "Baptize all nations in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." In the Gospel of Luke, the angel Gabriel thus addressed Mary, the mother of our Lord, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." Likewise, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you. And there are three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. In all these places, we are fully taught that there are three persons in one only divine essence. And although this doctrine far surpasses all human understanding, nevertheless, we now believe it by means of the Word of God, but expect hereafter to enjoy the perfect knowledge and benefit thereof in heaven. Moreover, we must observe the particular offices and operations of these three persons towards us. The Father is called our Creator by His power. The Son is our Savior and Redeemer by His blood. The Holy Ghost is our Sanctifier by His dwelling in our hearts. This doctrine of the Holy Trinity hath always been defended and maintained by the true Church, since the times of the Apostles to this very day, against the Jews, the Mohammedans, and some false Christians and heretics, as Marcion, Manus, Praxius, Sabellius, Samosatinus, Arius, and such like, who have been justly condemned by the Orthodox Fathers. Therefore, in this point we do willingly receive the three creeds, namely, that of the Apostles, of Nicaea, and of Athanasius, likewise that which, conformable thereunto, is agreed upon by the ancient fathers.